Hello and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, June the 3rd in the year 2015.
Whatever. I didn't know what time on the 3rd of June is it?
It's well, we released the show at midnight on a Tuesday night. So
Okay, so it's not at all the 3rd of June.
No, we're not. We're recording this the day before.
Okay, cool.
As you can hear, that's not Tim sat opposite me. That's someone far more successful. Comedian, stand-up, father, Alfie Brown.
Hi, how you going?
So, how's the baby? How's it going? How's fatherhood? How old's your baby now?
He'll be 8 months today.
Happy 8 months.
Because today is, of course, the 3rd of June.
How's it going? How's it being a dad?
It's fine. I mean, whenever anybody asks me that, I can't really add anything new to it. It's done. Like, we've been doing it for years. Just humans.
Yeah, that's the thing about, this is what I like about you as a parent, is you're not constantly bombarding me with pictures of your kid. Or, you know, I think you understand that everyone, like,
do people bombard you with pictures of their fucking kid?
Oh my god, yeah. You wouldn't believe it.
Why would you care?
Okay, here's my theory on this, is that we, and I mean like everyone who is a parent, should all agree to just have a photo of one baby and just see if anyone can tell. Oh, have you seen my baby? And it's just the same photo.
I started showing people pictures that other parents had sent me of their baby to see if they could go, oh my god, he's so beautiful. No, that one's ugly. My kid is beautiful. And I'm showing you a picture of someone else's ugly kid that they sent me that I had to text back and say it was beautiful.
Oh god, I don't care. I just don't. I don't need to see people's babies. I don't need to see their pets. And that's basically all Facebook is.
Surely nobody shows you their pets.
Yeah, all the time. People on Facebook all the time. Oh, my cat did this. My auntie the other day, her dog got, I'm not sure of the word. I think it's spayed. Is that when they chop a dog's nuts off?
No. Spayed is when they like, spayed is such a horrible word because I imagine somebody like, over the uterus
with
of the dog with a
spade.
I always
thought, what is it? But you haven't explained what it is.
It's when they take out your cervix.
Okay, my auntie the other day, her dog got spayed. Spaded?
Spud.
It's a word that we don't say enough to know how to do it in the past tense.
Mm.
Spaded.
Spud.
Spud. Spurred. My aunt had her dog spayed, and she took a picture of the wound and put it on her Facebook. Like, oh, poor dog isn't feeling too well today. And there was just a picture of a dog's cut open vagina,
yeah,
on her Facebook.
That's
so
absolutely...
nipples, no, a woman's nipple, free the nipple, that's not allowed.
Yeah,
but my aunt's dog's wounded vagina that's just been cut out is toad.
But it's a good opportunity for that
toad.
Hashtag
had 13 likes. So anyway, welcome to the show. What happened this week in the news? I say in the news, Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure if I'm right about this.
Okay.
Because I sort of skim read it. But I think a dog won.
Do you? Again?
What do you mean again?
Didn't a dog win it before?
Has there been multiple dog winners?
Yeah, there was a dog and you fed it a biscuit and it did a jump or something.
Is that how little talent we've got in this country now? That people aren't good enough to win a show called Britain's Got Talent? Isn't it Britain's Pets Have Got Talent?
What was the dog called? Was it called...
This one's called Matisse.
Matisse.
Which is ridiculous, because as we all know, that's
yeah,
all I know about
and it's
Matisse.
A French name, so he shouldn't have won Britain's Got Talent.
Anyway, what else is going on in the news? I haven't really been in keeping up with the current affairs this week, because I'm going to America in 2 weeks,
mm-hmm,
for a tour, so I went to see my mum.
Yeah, how's she?
She's good.
Yeah, I'm sure
she's really good. She did some pretty classic mum stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really worried that my mum's turning into a hoarder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good thing. Good.
Because
good. Glad of the second syllable.
So she's turned the spare bed. She's turned the spare bedroom in her house into just, it's just a room full of shit now. Like boxes of stuff. Like,
check what's in the boxes.
Yeah, just like magazines, and then like, you know, there's like weird stuff in the spare room, like tins of tuna. You know, like she's obviously gone shopping because my mum works in a supermarket, and she's obviously gone, oh, well, it's 6 bottles of Dove for the price of 3, so I'll buy 6. And it just has 1 in her bathroom, but then there's, like, 5 in the spare bedroom. And, like, just, I mean, I threw out, like, 9 bags of clothes over the weekend. And she wasn't like, no, 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 keep them. She was like, oh, yeah, chuck it. It's all shit. I was like, why don't you fucking throw it away yourself? My mum's like...
What magazines are they?
I don't know, just like, you know, magazines I've been in, or like...
Oh, right.
Yeah, but from like...
But they're not like Take a Break magazine.
No, 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 nothing crazy like that. But just like stuff. Just like VHS of Airplane. A VHS of the movie Piranha.
Yeah, well,
she's got a desktop computer that I swear hasn't been turned on since 2006. Right? But it cost £1,000 when she bought it. So I'm like, let's chuck the computer away. She's like, that's £1,000. I'm like, no, mum.
It's now worth 50. Yeah,
it's worth 11 quid now. That's what it's worth. Let's throw it out.
Yeah.
Does
she still wear those like nice bright big dresses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those things. She's so cute, your mum. She's the sort of, you know when you see something that's so cute, you want to do something violent and you don't know why.
Yeah. She's adorable.
Yeah.
You feel quite Lenny of Mice and Men.
Yes, exactly.
That's
exactly.
That's how fucking cute my mum
bite
is.
Bite her cheek off.
Yeah, my mum's so cute, I want to kill a rabbit. What else happened this week? FIFA. Can you tell me what happened in FIFA? So basically, from what I gather, from the way it was covered in the paper...
Yeah.
By the way, for anyone listening who isn't in England, FIFA is the governing body of football on the planet. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah. So if... And therefore, they would still know what it is.
No, it's not
the
very popular...
Planet.
No, half of the listeners for the show in America, football's not a very, very popular sport.
It's the FBI that just busted in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. From what I gather from what happened in the press is that... It was covered like they destroyed countries and loads of kids had died. It was like a really big deal.
Mm.
But all it was that they were corrupt. Is that right?
Well, I think a flippancy about the fact that loads of kids have died is not fair because, loads of people have died.
Because of FIFA?
Yeah.
How?
Because basically, the 2022 World Cup is going to
Qatar.
Be in Qatar.
Oh yeah, they've killed 1,600. People building the stadiums.
Yes, and Qatar was never going to be voted on. It was through bribes to the governing body of FIFA that they and Russia got chosen to host the World Cup in 2018 and 2022, respectively.
Okay.
Russia's
Who's hosting the next World Cup?
Russia, 2018. That's the one we bid for.
13. It's every 4 years, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last World Cup?
Well, 2014, I think.
Last year.
2018.
Last
yeah.
year, really?
Yeah.
Oh. So just explain to me exactly... what has happened with FIFA, and do it quickly because you know I don't think I care.
A bribery,
much.
People,
money,
people, bribery.
So a big company is corrupt.
Qatari death. Yeah.
Why is that a surprise to anyone?
Well, it's not. It's just news.
But why is that? I don't understand.
It's not a surprise.
Here's
just...
this big company that is bright is being corrupt.
But nobody's...
isn't that every big company?
Yes, and if those big companies get exposed and get, you know, what they deserve and the FBI comes in and raids them, then it'll be on the news.
And then so they...
Nobody's surprised about FIFA, everybody knew it was corrupt.
But the boss didn't lose his job?
No, he got re-elected. That's how corrupt it is.
Okay.
Even though everybody underneath him got arrested... Everybody underneath him got arrested, but he just went, I didn't know anything about what everybody underneath me was doing.
So basically, they arrested him for corruption, now everything's back to as the way it was.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Anyway, so, should we do the letters?
Yeah, let's do the letters. Can I read one?
Yeah, sure. Every week you can write into the show, ebp@josh-weller.com, and any problems you're having, relationship problems, job problems, sex problems, anything at all, just write in and we can try and help you out. Although I've been told by our legal department that we are not trained advice givers and you should not take any of our advice.
Seriously?
Or, yeah.
Have you really been told that?
Yeah.
Give me that.
Okay, here we go.
Dear EPB.
EBP.
Huh?
EBP.
I just had that.
You said EPB.
Right.
Well, it's not the Excitable Podcast Boy.
It should be. Dear EBP, I have now finished university, due to start my new job next week. However, I am moving back into my parents' house on Thursday. I have been so used to independent life that I am worried moving back with the family will cause issues.
Why are you doing like a 40s voice?
Because she's obviously not from the 40s, so I thought it might in a kind of semi-humorous way.
Right.
Not in a kind of laughter-inducing way, but I thought it might be pleasing.
Okay, all right. It's definitely relaxing.
Good.
I wasn't really even listening. I was just enjoying...
enjoying the tones. Right. And also, if you're going to cut me off, cut me off when they're...
Okay, her grammar
is terrible. Okay. So I haven't had a full stop in about 3 years now. I have been so used to independent life that I am worried moving back with the family will cause issues, as I have no longer... as I will no longer be cooking, cleaning, and living independently like I have been the past 3 years. I mean, there is free food. Massive bonus. Do you have any tips for moving back in with parents? All the best.
Thanks. Do you want to take this first, or shall I do it?
Well, I never really moved back in with my... No, I did! After the breakdown of my marriage. I'm not sure it's completely the same situation. And I don't know a lot about you, about where you went to university, what your job prospects are like, or how your relationship with your parents is, whether they're sort of strict. Also, bedroom position's a big one. Basically, if you're going to have sex with somebody in your bed, you want it to be like positioned not like adjacent or above your parents' room.
Yeah.
Those are things you've got to think about. If you have any choice of room, I would say furthest away from the parents' room. But I think your instinct will probably tell you that, unless you have very low self-esteem and don't think you're going to be having any sex. Food-wise, enjoy it and try and move out as soon as you can.
Firstly, I would say you're going to outstay your welcome very quickly. Go in there and treat your parents like they're housemates. That's what I'd do. So try and sleep with one of them. Say, you got to treat them like a housemate. So offer to do things, offer to make things, offer to pay your way. That's a big one. I don't think coming home from university and living... coming home from university and moving back in with your parents is a shameful thing. That's what most people do when they're not from money.
Mm.
It's quite a normal thing to get your degree and then go back and get your bearings before you go off again. So there's definitely no shame to be had there. And I would also say that it's really good, because you're going to get looked after. You're going to get fed. You're going to get, you know, a roof over your head. Your parents obviously care about you. Mm. I do agree with your point a little bit. That's like, basically, don't have sex in the house. If you're going to get some... I just go to their house.
Yeah, but they might live with their parents. Like, you think he's going to be fucking, like, 30-year-old career women? Well, actually, you should fuck 30-year-old career women.
I think that if you're going to have sex with someone, just go to that. If they live with their parents, that's not your problem. You see?
I think it's fine. I'm just not embarrassed about it with my mum. I had sex with a dancer from Stringfellows and introduced her to my mum the next morning.
Yeah, really, but your mum's cool.
Yeah,
I've never even discussed sex with
her. Really?
I've never even talked about sex with my mum, ever.
Really?
Never been a topic, yeah.
What about your dad?
When I was 13, I had a girlfriend. It was my first girlfriend, and she came around mine after school.
What base did you get to with 13-year-old girlfriend?
Just kissings.
Just kissing, fine.
Just kissings.
Yeah, same.
Outside tops. Yeah, outside
tops. Outside tops or inside tops? You want inside tops, so you get outside tops. Yeah,
we need outside tops. And so I was driving, I was sat in the back while my dad was driving her home. Mm. We were holding hands. Mm.
That's
and
nice.
Then we dropped her off, and my dad just went, listen,
That's quite a good your dad, actually.
He went, listen, there is a chance that your girlfriend's going to, you know, one time when you're around the house, go, hey, why don't we try sex? Why don't we try it? And he goes, and I just want you to know that you should definitely not do that. Even though I was 5 years away from losing my virginity, I didn't know that at that point. We've strayed so fucking far from this question. So my dad did talk to me about sex, but once.
So that's the only time. None of your parents ever gave you the lesson.
Never gave me
the lesson. My dad told me about sex. I found out that Santa Claus didn't exist, and then that people fuck in the same 2 weeks.
I want to know both of these things. Tell me about when you found out Santa didn't exist.
I was on the couch with my dad.
Oh my god. Okay, sorry. Your dad's in a Santa costume, just fucking your mum under the chimney.
Yeah.
And I realised...
It's me, don't worry! Yeah, they're not interesting stories. He just told me that people...
How old were you?
10? 9?
But that was the 8, way you found out Santa didn't
7.
Exist. 6?
I've no idea.
But how did you find out Santa didn't exist?
He told me on a couch. He just went...
Oh, both sittings?
Yeah, no. One was a week after the other.
Alfie. He said people have sex.
Like, the man puts his penis in it. Like, this is how babies are made.
I found out Santa didn't exist when I was 9 years old. And Christmas Eve, my parents let me open one present on Christmas Eve because I was being a little cunt, right? And I opened it. It was a giant tube of Smarties. Like, this big. I ate all of them on Christmas Eve. And then woke up like, you know, 1 a.m. Christmas Day, vomited all over myself, right? And then it dripped down through the bed, through the slats, and onto a bike that was under the bed that said, "To Josh, Merry Christmas, love, Santa," in my mum's handwriting. But that didn't twig it for me. So I woke up, threw up, vomit all over myself, like weird chocolate vomit. It smelt like chocolate.
Was it colourful?
No, I thought it would be, but it was all brown. And then went downstairs, because to tell my parents I'd thrown up. I was covered in sick, right? Went downstairs, and my parents were just sat watching like some Christmas, you know, Raw Variety special or something. And they were sat on opposite ends of the room, on different sofas, just hating each other, right?
So how soon before the divorce was this?
Oh, this was like...
about 10 minutes?
No, 8 years before the divorce.
8 years? Oh, yeah. They did a lot of hating.
Oh, boy, yeah. And they're sat on opposite sides of the room. And I go downstairs. I run downstairs to be like, "Oh, I've been sick." And then I just walked into the room, paused for a sec. And my mum just went, "Did you put the bike under Josh's bed?" And my dad just went, "Yeah." And then I knew Santa didn't exist. I started crying while I was covered in my own sick.
Really?
It was a weird night.
That's such a great story, yeah. And I can't believe I don't know it.
Yeah, it's fucked up, right?
Why wouldn't that be the story you're high? Like, we've known each other for loads of Christmases as well.
I don't know.
Just and like, you wouldn't say, like, how...
Maybe because it's troubling. Maybe because it's affected me in some weird way. Alright, so what the fuck was this guy's question? So to answer your question...
We answered his question 98 times.
Okay, fine, we'll do the next one, okay. Dear EBP, this is called Married Having an Affair. I'm maid of honour. Dear EBP, I'm maid of honour at my friend's wedding in a month. She is marrying a guy who is, let's call him Boring. That's a strange name. Sorry, that joke was just horrific. He makes a lot of money, but he's a bit of a pushover, spelt like putchover, and a wet sponge. They've been together for 8 years and engaged for 2. However, for the last 3 years, she's been sleeping with a musician friend of mine. Here's the thing, everyone knows. At least all our girlfriends know. The wedding is a big thing, a proper, traditional, high-pressure, big, white wedding. She swears it's going to stop when she's married, but it obviously isn't. And even if it does, doesn't it prove that she doesn't love her fiancé? Yes. I'm in a rock and a hard place. I'm in a rock and a hard place because she's my friend, so I feel like I should keep my mouth shut. But I also don't want to see a close friend have a shitty marriage. She should call off the wedding, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hands down.
Yeah, absolutely. She should call off the marriage.
For one, I feel like that story is a bit too serious for us to be answering. Jesus Christ. For the last 3 years, she's been sleeping. She's an awful person.
Well, she's not an awful, because you don't, like, whenever I think, like, you know, just cheating, A, make you a bad person. Yes, it's a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, this guy who she's marrying could be, like, you know, a weird dickhead psychopath who, and there's an emotional bind there that's keeping them together, although they should be apart. And
I think the thing that she's put here, I think the general thing is that because the wedding ball is rolling, it's almost like people feel like stopping the wedding is this huge embarrassment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
I tell you what,
it's
I know...
like putting an oil tank in reverse.
Yeah, 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 but here's the thing. It's like, so the wedding and the divorce will cost more than cancelling the wedding right now. You see?
Well, you're theorising that.
Yeah, but it will. Just stop it now. All right, mate. Sorry about the car horn outside, guys. Just stop the wedding now. I'm maid of honour at my friend's wedding. Yeah, she... Okay, for one, obviously... Okay, so people cheat. That's just a sad thing about life. People cheat on each other all the time. That's not like... you know, there are people who are already married who have affairs.
Mm.
But I would definitely say that she's not in love with the guy. Or she's not in love with him enough to be able to spend... Because I think if you're going to cheat on him with someone, it's probably just because the sex with this musician is really good. And she probably doesn't have really good sex with her boyfriend of 8 years. That sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just think, yeah, if you're not happy, then knock it on the head, right?
Yeah, I mean, but
maybe she is happy. She's marrying a guy who's really wealthy and having amazing sex on the side.
With a cool musician.
That sounds like real happiness to me.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
I just think that you just need to... just break up with the... Call off the marriage and then stop sleeping with the musician guy.
You know what?
Start from zero.
I've got the answer. Have the marriage, but he's in the wedding band. Hire him. So when she walks down the aisle, he's playing the piano. Just see her face as she walks in. And if she handles it totally fine, then she'll be fine. But if she freaks out and you can tell, then call it off.
That's a great theory.
Yeah.
No topping that.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm sold.
Okay, cool. All right, next question. This is called The Woman Next Door. Dear Josh and Tim, well, Tim's on
fuck
holiday.
Fuck off.
Tim's
fuck off.
Tim's in LA getting his bald head sunburned. Tim, if you're listening to this, yeah? Thanks for going on holiday. I never go on holiday because I have a commitment to this show. And you fucked off with your girlfriend for another holiday.
Is he on holiday?
Yeah.
He's gone to LA.
I asked him to try a theory. My theory was, the one thing I asked him to do while he was away was get on the plane in a life jacket and just see if they let him on wearing a life vest. Right? Because they must allow you, right? Because you can wear what you want on an airplane, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can wear a hijab, you can wear a burqa, you can wear a fucking, you know, a cowboy hat. Why can't I wear a life vest when I get on an aeroplane?
Because the life jacket isn't culturally important to you, presumably.
Well, how can you prove that? What if I have a note from
the
my...
The thing is that there aren't these rules there. That we say, well, it's my human right that I need to wear a life jacket. It's like, no, shut up. You're doing it to be a dick. Take off the life jacket.
Okay, how about this? He could have taken it on in his carry-on and then just gone to the toilet after, bing bong, light goes off, he goes in, and he just comes back out in it. It would have been one of the funniest things that ever happened.
Yeah, I just would be too scared of guns.
But I mean, like, no, like a comical life vest, like one with like a duck head, you know, like a kid's one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't dispute that it would have been very pleasing to see.
Yeah.
Or terrifying, depending on who you are and what you know about the situation.
Anyway, The Woman Next Door. Dear Josh and Tim, I'm a 19-year-old in insert American town.
Sorry, did we answer the question about the other guy?
Yeah, this is only the second one. Ah, oh, I just fucking deleted it. Ah,
wasn't there one a minute ago?
No, this is the same one.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dear Josh and Tim, and then we said yeah, fuck yeah. You because
dear Josh and Alfie. Dear Josh and Alfie.
Thank you.
I'm a 19-year-old in an American town, a small town in the middle of nowhere. A year ago, some new neighbours moved in next door. This already sounds like a porno.
Mm-hmm.
An older couple, late 40s, I'd say. They'd become friends with my parents and come over for barbecues, etc. They even went halvesies on a swimming pool, which we now share. The wife is a total flirt with me. At first, I passed it off as just pointless flirting. I guess she's a bored wife who stays home most of the week. But last week, my mother asked me to collect some... This can't be real. This is like a fucking erotic story. But last week, my mother asked me to collect some kitchen stuff she had borrowed. And after flirting with me, as usual, when I walked out her front door, she said, "By the way, my husband is away all of next week, if you want to come over and keep me company." Alarm bells rang, but I responded with, "Sure, I'll tell my parents." Nice, he did a little double check there. "Sure, I'll tell my parents." And she said, "No, I meant just you." And then she took my phone out my hand and put her number in it. I haven't texted her yet, in capital letters, but I'm so tempted. I'm off to college in the fall, and that's autumn for people in England, and sleeping with the neighbour is on every man's bucket list. As much as I want to, I'm pretty sure she does too. Yeah, I don't want to be responsible for destroying a marriage.
I think it's done, mate.
Please advise. P.S. Can't wait to see the Kenneths at Warped Tour. Thank you very much. Fucking hell. Well, make sure you come up to me at Warped Tour and tell me how this ended. Jesus Christ. Hang on. First of all, you don't want to be responsible for destroying a marriage. Dude, you're not destroying a marriage. She's obviously cheated on... I mean, she's probably cheated on her husband before.
Oh, you really don't have to. Just do it.
This is the greatest thing that will ever happen to you. You're 19, you're about to go to university, your neighbour's wife, your neighbour, wants to have sex with you while her husband's out, and she's friends with your parents. This is an American 90s teen movie. If you put a Blink-182 song over this, I would watch it.
You have, there will be such a sense of missed opportunity.
You will regret
it. And also, when you are, because you only get to be however old you are, oh yeah, you're 19, once. And having sex with her will not be this. The sense of deviousness in just Ah, the creeping. It just sounds great. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, you have to do it.
I'm so jealous.
You have to do it. You have to do it. I mean, she's offered as well. Women never offer to sleep with you. Let me give you some advice about the future of your life. Women will never offer to sleep with you. That in itself is a reason why you should do it.
Well, you don't know. You don't know what he looks like. This could be like Zac Efron, like 17 again.
Yeah, but I've never had a woman go, hey, do you want to have sex? Ever.
Well, no, but she's not said, hey, she said, hey, do you want to keep me company?
You have to do this. You have to go over and just have sex as much as you can before you go to university.
As much as you can. Yeah.
What, do you think just once? Just test the waters.
Just for as long as it's hot.
Okay. Firstly, you need to initiate dialogue with her. So you need to send her a text. And what should that text be? It needs to be a text that if her husband reads it, it's not... I guess he's not going to look at her phone, right?
Well, he's probably going off shagging somebody else for the week. Dude, that's what he's doing.
Dick pic. Cut straight to the... cut the fat out. Dick pic straight away.
I don't know. I think that might be jumping the shark slightly. I think just go... Hey, how you doing? Just say hey. Whatever. She's already said come over. You don't have to be cool. You just go, hey, I've got a nose. And then... Like, whatever.
Just say, hey, when can I come over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When are you free next week?
When are you free next week? And then your name. And then she'll reply with something. And then just say, can't wait to keep you company.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just pics? Question mark?
Oh, my God. This is the sexiest thing that's ever happened on this show. No.
That's because you usually do it with Tim.
Well, because I grew up in Norfolk. My neighbours were just old and racist. You know?
But that would have been a really naughty thing for them to fuck you, little Mowgli.
No, they were too old. I lived in a cul-de-sac. Everyone was over 60.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Okay, next question. Dude, oh my God. And also, come find me at Warped Tour, because I know what city you're going to be coming to now. Because it says where you are. Come find me and tell me what happened. Please bring her. Okay, next question. Arsehole teacher. Dear Tim and Josh, Alfie and Josh, I'm just about to start my GCSEs. After this, I'm leaving school for an apprenticeship. Good on you. The last 3 years, I've had a motherfucker of a teacher. He has hated me. Last 3 years, I had a motherfucker of a teacher. He has hated me the entire time for no reason whatsoever. He's picked on me in front of the students. He threw my pencil case out the window once. He refused to teach me when the second year started and I was in his class again. He criticizes my appearance all the time. He's downgraded my work. I even got another teacher to remark some coursework. It went from a C to a B. I don't really get why he hates me so much. I'm not a loudmouth. I'm not stupid. I just want to keep my head down and do my work. My question is this. When I leave... Oh, this is amazing. When I leave school, how can I get even with him? I want to do something to let him know that it's over and that he didn't win. A prank. Something. You guys sound like the ultimate pranksters, so I want your advice. What would I do if I wanted to get even with a teacher? I mean, the obvious thing is slash his tires. Right.
That's a victim. Slash his tires?
Yeah. Was that intense?
I just think anything with the word slash in it kind of comes across as quite... The thing is, if you're going to slash something, even if what you're slashing is inanimate, you still have to bring something to with which to slash.
Okay,
and that's quite heavy.
Okay, that's true. Okay, what you have to do is you have to do something that will really, really ruin his day or hopefully week, but won't get you in trouble with the law. Does that make sense? So, okay.
When I left my school, when they kicked me out for not being, like, good enough at school, it was in the middle of the speech, the Blanche...
The end-of-year speech.
Blanche, the girl was giving, who I thought was hot, by the way.
Yeah.
And I read the phone call, diddling-ding, diddling-ding, diddling-ding-ding, and I stood up in the middle of, like, all the parents and everybody and went, "Hello? No, it's speech day! No, it's rubbish!" And then sat down and got a round of applause from everybody. It was the best thing, but then I got taken upstairs and kind of, but yeah, you can't kick me out because school's finished, so go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Dad. Wait, Brian May was a teacher.
A dad. Yeah.
From Queen. The guitarist from Queen.
Yeah.
His kid went to your school.
Mm-hmm.
What was the kid's name?
Emily.
Emily May.
Mm.
Did she have the same hair as him?
Mm-hmm.
No way. Yeah. That's awesome. Anyway, carry on, sorry.
He was walking down the street and I went, "Oh, Brian May, hi." And he went, "Oh, hi. Are you Alfie from Speech Day?"
No way.
Yeah. It was great. So that's what I did.
When I left school, I it was the end of year, you know, whatever, the prom speech, whatever. And the headmaster, principal for the Americans, was giving a speech, and a kid had died that year.
Okay.
He died in his sleep, right?
Mm.
And he started to... I wasn't watching. I'd gone off for to smoke weed. That's what I used to do when I was a teenager, because I thought it made me cool. And, you know, the sun was shining. My whole life was in front of me. I was just hoping one day I'd be able to do a podcast in an attic for a living. And then... he's giving this... headmaster was giving this speech, and some kids set off fireworks as a joke to, like, drown out his speech. All these fireworks going off. They did this thing. But the fireworks went off when he started talking about this kid that had died. Right? So I'm off having a spliff somewhere, and then I just see this teacher come up, and he goes, "You," and me and my friends, he's like, "You," and the teacher went, "You can get the fuck out of this school and never come back." And we were stoned, we were scared, and we were leaving. So we were like, "Well, that's kind of the plan, Mr. Biggins." And he was like, you get out of here and you never come back. And I didn't really know what happened, and went away, and later found out that I'd been pinned with this crime of setting off fireworks while the headmaster was talking about a student that died. And weirdly, I bumped into one of the teachers like 2-3 years ago, and he said to me, he was like, "Oh, all the staff were talking about the best pranks that have ever been pulled, and yours came up tops." And I just took it. I went, "Yeah, thanks very much." I still don't know who did it. And I just took it. Like, yeah, that was me. Yeah. If it means I'm cool and you like me, I will accept whatever it was that I did.
Yeah. That's a pretty good prank, though.
Yeah. Okay. What would I do? Okay. I would suggest a good way to get back at him is to just nail life. And then turn up in 5 years when you're making more than he's made in his life in a year, and be like, "Yeah, what do you think of me now, prick?"
Yeah, and then make it rain in front of him.
Yeah, exactly. That's I know it sounds lame, but
yeah, it does. It sounds really Dr. Phil.
No, but you don't want to be the guy that put leaves in his exhaust, or I mean that would be good.
What does that do?
It clogs up the exhaust, so the engine blows up. You know,
does it kill him?
No, it doesn't kill him, but it breaks the car. You know?
Well, the best way to hurt somebody is just to sort of go, "Listen, I don't know what it is about me that you so kind of repels you, whether I look like your dad who didn't hug you enough or whatever, but you need to not take this out on kids anymore, you old dickhead."
That's actually not bad advice. Yeah. Just so you know, sir, when you die, people are going to be happy. How does that make you feel?
That's quite strong. But if you just explain to him, like, you know...
People are going to be relieved. People are going to call up their friends and go to the pub because you died. You're not like a leader of a country. You're not a dictator. You're a fucking English teacher. And you've spread that much misery on people that joy will happen in the world on the day that you fucking die.
I know, but people love that. Just say indifference. Nobody will meet at the pub. They won't be awake and there won't be a mourning.
Yeah, they won't even notice.
There's going to be a new post-test activity called a nothing.
Or just nail life. Go out, get a fucking great job. Make shit tons of money. Bag some unbelievably fit girl who's really cool. And then just one day just go to school and just knock on the door while he's teaching the class and go, "Hey, this guy's a dick to me, but look at me now." Give a Kinder surprise to everyone and walk away breezy.
I think if you actually did that, people would go, "That guy is a maniac.
And a pedophile.
That guy is a maniac pedophile.
And gave toys and candy to kids."
Can you imagine, like, if that guy, like, "Yeah, so look at me now, guys." And everybody would go, "I'm terrified of that guy."
Oh, that's it. Is that all the letters?
Okay, let's. I need to go and pick up my son.
Okay, cool. All right, that's it soon. For the. This is the thing. Now you got a fucking kid. Everything is son related. Oh, I've got a. I'm bored of this car. It's the ultimate. I need to go out for a cigarette. Having a kid.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
No, busy. It isn't. It's just.
Yeah, it is. Because the other night we were meant to meet up, and you were watching the football, and you're like, "As soon as the football's done, I'll come meet you." I was like, "Cool, I'm in Notting Hill," and then I waited for you in Notting Hill, and you didn't even fucking text me back. And I went, "Well, he's a dad, so I'll let him have that."
Thank you.
And then I thought about it. I was like, actually, fuck that. A text takes 10 seconds.
Yeah, no, that was actually just me being shit as well.
Yeah, I know, because I know you weren't with the kid.
That wasn't even the
kid. But I gave you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me the benefit of the doubt.
Fucking kid, man. I've known you for 8 years. And you've known that kid 6 months, and this kid's taken priority over us.
It hasn't taken priority over anything. It's just he's just well he needs me to survive. You don't, so he does take. Like if I don't feed you, you're still gonna make it.
If,
you know,
if you die, who gets? Am I next to get the kid?
You're in the top five, I think. Yeah.
How many people would have to die till I get the kid? Including you,
because of the couples, including me.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4. Alone, actually, you're not in the top five at all because of all the parents that exist.
This sucks. All right. Anyway. That's it for the show. Alfie, thank you so much for filling in for Tim while he's off having sex with his girlfriend on a beach in California.
Surely he's doing auditions in LA.
I don't know what he's doing.
He should be doing
auditions. He's been texting me very little. It's been upsetting. I text him saying, did you wear a life jacket on the plane? And he just said no. And then I sent him a picture of Mr. Potato Head saying, this is what you look like. And he said, I look nothing like this.
He probably just wants to have a holiday without having to text you.
Anyway.
Should we have a beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it for the show this week. Alfie Brown, have you got anything you need to plug?
You could listen to my podcast, the Technicolor Your podcast. And this comes out on Tuesday, so you could come tonight on Wednesday the 3rd of June to see me at the Soho Theatre. But listen to my podcast. Listen to my podcast.
Technicolor Your. It's fucking good, man.
Thank you.
And you do it on your own. I do it on my own. Which is amazing.
Yeah, it's difficult, but it's all right. But it means I don't have to talk to you. No, it means it's better. And it means I can do it whenever.
Yeah.
Aside from that, YouTube channel. Web series that I do with my girlfriend, my baby mama.
What's it called?
Chop Logic.
How do I find it? So I type Chop Logic in the YouTube. In the YouTube.
Yeah, I think that'll work.
And you're doing Edinburgh this year?
Doing Edinburgh this year.
Full month. Where?
At the Assembly Box.
Alfie Brown, thank you so much. Join us next week for more nothing, when Tim will be back with his big bald head talking about his holiday. Another holiday for Tim. Another holiday. Just have another one, Tim. Dick. Bye.